Cause he's the devil's attorney, the devil's attorney, setting all his clients free. So how do you plead?
Not guilty.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
So how do you plead?
Not guilty.
Max McLean.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
If you've ever wanted to play a game where you're a crooked 80s lawyer, I'd say that's my number one recommended game.
Holy shnikes. So the Devil's Attorney, is that what it's called?
Attorney, yeah.
Oh my God. What is that?
Okay. It's the 80s meets Phoenix Wright meets card games meets I don't even know how to describe it. Okay, in this game you're a lawyer, but you're not a good lawyer. You represent whoever will give you the most money. And a lot of them are parodies of like 80s movies type things like that. Like in one of them you're like defending a Ghostbuster or something, you know. I mean not directly, you know, but it's they've got names that are similar and things like that. There's Back to the Future references and, you know, things like that. But yeah, that opening title is wonderful. And in the video, there's the lead singer is playing a keyboard guitar, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But the game itself is played. You have cases, and there's fully voiced cutscenes between them. But you have cases, and you fight. It's almost like a card game type of thing, except you don't have any deck construction. You have okay. a certain number of like hit points, and you have a certain number of I'll call it like mana, you know, of what you can do. But the commands are all like things like bad, you know, pester witnesses, tamper with evidence. Nothing noble in this game at all. Your stats that you build up, it has role-playing elements, so you build up your stats, but there are things like vanity, decadence, materialism.
Yeah.
Wow. And, basically you win cases and you get money and you can upgrade your office and your sports car and stuff. The dialogue is really funny. It's, I don't know, have you seen that Futurama episode where they bring back the 80s guy?
No.
Onidas?
No.
It was Frozen? I thought you were a Futurama fan.
I am a born-again Futurama fan.
Okay.
I didn't really like it very much until near the end of its original run. And so I was very happy when it came back. But, yeah, I watched the first season of it, and I wasn't terribly impressed.
And where do I unsubscribe from?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
I've learned the error of my ways.
That's all right. I mean, but, okay. I bet a lot of the listeners understand, though, because there was a frozen 80s guy, and he came back. And okay. This is basically this lawyer is like, I think you'd like this game. I paid, I think, like $3 for it. You can beat it in like 5 hours, but like I think that's very good value for money.
Is this an iPhone game?
It's an iPhone game. Yeah, oh I know. Not many iPhone games have their own opening theme song.
I'm downloading this right now.
It's fully voiced. Watch out. It's kind of a big download. It's like 500 megs or something.
Oh, do I even have that much space right now? I have 32 gigabytes on this phone, and it's all being used up.
You should definitely download it. But the thing is, in this whole case, every single person you defend is definitely guilty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
But that's what's funny about it, is like you have to get these people who should not be out on the streets, you know, back out, and you have to destroy the competent, you know, lawyers who are trying to, you know, yeah, you're a defense attorney. So,
oh my God, so like the description has all their ratings: 4 to 4 side to play, 5 out of 5. Game Zeebo, 5 out of 5 app device. App Smile, Bomb Dia, Game Saku, the App Era, 9 out of 10 by Touch Arcade, and 9 out of 10 for Aptudes.
But I remember seeing it, and I'm like, nah, looks dumb. And I just totally ignored it. But my I don't know, it somehow got through to my brother, and he played it, and he's like, you really need to play this game.
Oh, I God. Mean, you... it looks like an HD Sierra Online game.
It does. The graphic style reminds me a lot of like Leisure Suit Larry or Space Quest type graphics.
Wow.
But yeah, it's really cleaned up. It's a really professional thing. Some of the jokes don't land exactly. Well, that's great. Bought it. This was recording. Okay. You know, we are too connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got the ending theme is really good too. But great game. But when I was playing it, I thought, I am so enjoying it. And one of the reasons I'm enjoying it so much is because I'm playing a bad guy. Like who's bad, but like that's the whole fun of it.
Okay.
Now, other games like that, where you play, you know, the bad guy.
Oh, you mean like SimCity?
What? You're not the bad guy in SimCity. You're the... How do you play SimCity?
Maybe you don't play SimCity the way I do.
Like, in the menu options, you could activate a natural disaster like whenever you wanted.
Yeah.
And there's no possible positive reason for doing that. I suppose maybe if you've got a really bad railroad structure and you need to redo it, but it's cheaper than bulldozing. But like in general, the only reason you do that is because you're like, I want to be evil. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's probably not really a fair example because I'll save my city and then I'll just destroy it because I'm just like, whatever. And then I'll restore my save when that's over. I don't rebuild from that point ever.
I used to sometimes I don't know if when I would play Populous. Do you ever play Populous?
I have a copy for the PC Engine, but I don't believe I've ever actually played it except for to maybe... show some examples for our 3D special.
Okay. I played it a lot on Super Nintendo back in the day. And what's interesting is every different version for different platforms has the bit lanes level is always like system specific.
Okay.
Like in the normal game, what you do is like when a person settles on like some flat ground, if there's only a small space, he'll make like a little tent. And then if there's a little more space, he'll make a cabin. And if there's a little more space, he'll make like a full house. And if there's a little more space, you know, that he can settle on, he'll make like a full castle or something. And train knights.
Okay.
That's the object of Populous. But there's one level called the Bit Plans where it's supposed to be like taking place inside of a computer. And if there's a little bit of space, they'll make a Game Boy. If there's a little more space, it'll be like an NES, and then it becomes like a Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah, but for the PC Engine version, yeah, it starts out as like just a regular PC Engine, or like I think a PC Engine GT, and then it moves up until it's like the lockdown case unit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the original PC version is just more like standard PC fare.
Mm.
But anyway, there's actually a remake going on right now. It's being kickstarted by Peter Molyneux, who can't find anybody to fund his games anymore.
Well, I mean, he left Lionhead. I'm starting to think that if he's still trying to make video games, that it wasn't willingly.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Populous was Bullfrog before it was Lionhead, right?
I don't know. Sure.
Anyway. But I would cause earthquakes in that game sometimes to my own people.
Yeah.
But it's just because I was bored.
Okay, oh.
But what about games where you are meant to play a bad character, though? Like, you are the bad guy.
I'm trying to think. Like, the only example that comes to mind immediately is playing as the Arbiter in Halo 2, but by the point you play him as a character, he's already sort of turned his back on his people. So he's a protagonist now, also fighting the same bad guy that Master Chief is. So it doesn't make, it's not quite the same thing.
If you're going that way, I mean, you could go back to like Final Fantasy IV when you play Cecil at the beginning. He's a Dark Knight, and he goes and he kind of slaughters all those people.
Oh my God! Wait, you mean is it Final Fantasy II?
Final Fantasy II.
Yeah, you mean IV, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow, that's terrible.
Yes, and then you deliver that package to Rydia's village. And, you know, you kill her family.
Oh, God. Wait, really? This is a Nintendo game, Super Nintendo game that...
I don't know. Translation, like, kind of downplayed it. You know, there's, like, there was a fire, you know. But like, when you realize what your role in it was. I mean, you don't have the choice to do it or not do it. It's part of the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he has redemption later. He feels bad about it, and he goes and he becomes a paladin. Sorry, did I spoil a game for a bunch of people? No.
I think it's old enough at this point.
They fly a whale to the moon. Okay. All right.
Damn it. I didn't want to know that.
But anyway, you know, but like, that's not really a story where you're a bad guy. It's like, it's a story where it's a redemption story, you know?
Right.
But you're like a bad guy through the whole game, and you're bad because you're a bad guy.
Wow. Yeah, all I can hear in my head right now is like, you know, just because you're a bad guy does not mean you are a bad guy.
I'm bad. That's good. I will never be good, but that's not bad.
I loved Wreck-It Ralph, by the way. Did we even talk about it on the show?
Well, I think we mentioned like we couldn't believe how they got the licenses, but
yeah. So I've seen it, I think, since we mentioned it on the show, and it was so fun. I know the podcast did a review on it, and Zach's entirely correct. Like the first 20 minutes is like everything you saw in the trailers is like in that part. So the rest of it's like, you know, original story, original characters, but that's fine. There's this thing in the movie they mentioned about going turbo, which is I thought an inside joke because it was a Street Fighter character saying it with another Street Fighter character present, and that's the only other time I can think of where you could play as a bad guy and you don't have to worry about whether or not you're good, because it's a fighter, everyone's beating each other up, and you get to play as one of the bosses that was not previously available in the original version of Street Fighter 2. That's what I thought it meant, but that's in the context of the movie, it does not mean that at all.
It's too bad. I haven't seen it yet. It comes to Japan March 23rd.
Okay. I didn't want to spoil anything for you, but I like what they do with it. That's all I want to say.
Retitled.
What's that?
Being retitled for Japan.
Retitled as Fix It Felix or what?
Take another guess.
Mm.
In all versions.
Oh,
is
it called Sugar Rush?
Sugar Rush, yes.
Well, that's because this song is by AKB48 or whatever that group is.
We're like the morning musume of the now.
Right.
You know what? We should put up my Morning Musume Famicom Dojo. My little... I did it a long time ago, like when Morning Musume was still popular. So this is like 2004 or something. I did a little, you know, this Famicom life type segment about Morning Musume. We should really put that up.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now. Sure.
But like they're not popular, but basically if you have heard that, just consider AKB48 the newest interchangeable collectible idol member group.
Right, and there's like, just a lot more of them than there ever were in Morning Musume.
Yeah, Morning Musume I think maxed out at like 14, I think was the biggest it ever got. But
Why do we know so much about this? This is how bad it was. Like, I heard the song and I knew who it must have been, and then it was confirmed in the credits. So,
you can't get away from this thing. And like, I think if I was 10 years younger, maybe I'd find it kind of fun. But I'm just like, right now, I'm just like, everywhere I go, there's all these singing, dancing schoolgirls. What do I do?
Yeah. Terrible.
Like, what he should do. Please write in our comments. Okay.
No, please don't write in our comments what you think you should do.
Yeah, that. Yeah, never mind. But anyway, haven't seen it yet. Really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be the first movie that I take Sarah to.
Whoa. Oh, she'll love it then. Oh, man.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Sugar Rush is a very apt alternate title for it, I think. It's geared towards her in that case. Oh, man. She's going to love it.
But
doesn't she have to read? It's not going to be dubbed, though, is it? Or is it? Because it's a kid's movie.
Ostensibly. Probably most showings of it will be dubbed into Japanese, but usually at a theater, like every like third showing is like the subtitled. At least that's how it was with Pixar movies.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, she can't read yet, I don't think. I doubt.
Yeah, but she speaks English.
Oh, that's true. See, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. Yeah, just because she lives in Japan doesn't mean... Yeah.
Wow, I feel like a total idiot right now.
Right.
Because usually when I hear her talking, she's speaking Japanese, but...
Japanese is like her strong... It's definitely her stronger language right now.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, she watches Mickey Mouse and stuff in English, sure. And she's okay with that.
Oh, man. Well, we could probably talk about Wreck-It Ralph all day, but we're going to have to move on.
He's a bad guy, but... What are the but like he's a bad guy who's good, you know?
Right, yeah. He just wants to be included, that's all.
So I mean, what's a game where you actually play as like a bad guy?
Good question.
Well, Devil's Attorney, as I mentioned.
Devil's Attorney.
Those games, definitely.
I can't believe I'm actually this stumped. You'd think I'd have like a list at the ready.
I think you would.
What's that?
I actually would think you would.
Well, the only thing is I can think of off the top of my head, you know, apart from what I was earlier off the top of my head, maybe off the middle of my head. Our games are more about moral ambiguity than. Oh. Really playing as an out and out bad guy.
So you mean a game where you have the choice to play it as a good guy or a bad guy?
Right, or at least an unrepentant badass.
Okay.
Sure. So I mean Mass Effect. I try to bring that up with that game every episode, but it just seems to happen.
Okay.
Fable, you can make similar choices. Actually, Fable, it's a lot worse because in Fable 2 anyway, like you can just literally go around just killing NPCs. Not kids though, fortunately. But if you end up killing their parents, like a villager, then they'd like walked days out of the house and just you can't interact with them. They're just gone. So they become an orphan somewhere. So good job, you jerk. But yeah, it doesn't matter how bad or how good you are in that game. Like the consequences aren't really everlasting. You can even like, you know, if you commit a crime, like killing someone, then the guards come after you. And I actually was trying to play a character as a bad guy and hold up in an inn, just like slaughtering the police essentially. And I was just like, I don't feel good about this at all. The game doesn't care if I do this or not. And I'm just going to stop. So I never finished my bad guy playthrough because I just felt too sick, really.
Well, how about any of the Grand Theft Auto games?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah, you're not really a good guy, right? You're always on the wrong side of the law.
People and stealing cars. But right. I think the realm of the story... You know, you have the honor of the streets, if that makes any sense. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like if you play the Godfather game, you know, you're doing hits or whatever for the family, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, the best bad guys are the ones who think that they're trying to do something for the greater good.
Yeah.
At least I think so.
Any game like that. Hitman.
Hitman. Yeah, right?
Hitman.
So it's not just a clever name.
Okay, how about Dexter?
So what?
Dexter.
Is that a game? Is it just the show?
Own games of it. I guess I'm stretching it a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's this picture making the rounds right now. Where Dexter's done up as like a Dexter's Lab Dexter. It's pretty funny. I think it is anyway.
I saw this episode of Dexter where he kills, and I'm like, Dexter? What? Darn.
Dee Dee, what are you doing in my room? And then you never hear from Dee Dee again. that show, yeah. You know, Dexter's not he's an honorable guy, but he's not a good guy, right? Like, he kills people. I mean, they're bad people. They're worse people than him. He just kills killers, you know, so that's what makes him lovable and relatable and okay.
But I think that's what make, you know, the Grand Theft Auto series and stuff. Like, you're not, for the most part, you don't, well, I guess you do. Okay, Carmageddon. You get extra points for mowing down people in that game.
Ooh.
You know? But, like, they were in your way.
To be fair,
if they don't like how I'm driving, they should stay in their house with the doors locked. Okay, let's go way back.
Okay.
Let's go back to the Atari days. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh.
Played Leatherface.
Sure.
Her object was to kill people.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about this because of what happened in Connecticut recently. There's this scene in this one game where you're like supposed to kill people in an airport, and that was a big deal when it came out.
Call of Duty, right?
Call of Duty, yeah, I guess. Yeah. That was a huge like newsworthy deal when that happened, as I recall.
This is gonna open a whole new thing of debate now. You know? But like they made that game years after the thing, but they made Super Columbine Massacre RPG.
Oh, what?
Okay, it sounds worse than it is.
Like, how can it be good? How can it be better than it sounds?
Well, I think it's trying to explore some of the, like, I mean, it's going through the event, and it's done as like an old school RPG. It's not, and it's trying to, I mean, the end idea of the game is that trying to teach, like, about how violence isn't the answer, but the medium they chose and the name they chose kind of is that message, if that makes sense.
I guess. Ah, jeez.
It was a big controversial game, but, like, it's not, I don't know, like...
I think this is why we don't have a lot of games where you play as the bad guy, because I just feel bad talking about this now.
I agree.
You know, we had Devil's Attorney, but it's like poking fun at the whole idea, right? Like it's all tongue in cheek. Like there aren't a lot of games where you like seriously are a bad guy doing really bad things, and it's just like dealt with even handedly, and right? Or am I
City or something. They're nameless, faceless people, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, okay, let's, how about one where, well, I mean, World of Warcraft, you can play as, you know, the Horde, you know?
Right. Or like StarCraft, right? Like, you play as the Zerg, but you know, you tend to learn, right? That they're not bad per se. They're just different civilizations trying to survive, right? I don't know.
But I, you're right. There's very few ones where you play as an like even if you are like a killer, you're usually killing other killers,
right? Like you know, I mean? I'm bad, but he's worse, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm bad, but I like to play ball with my son on the weekend.
That hard ass gives his paycheck to orphans every month.
Exactly. So yeah. I mean, so games do kind of try to you know. Redeem in some way, and if they don't, they're usually generally regarded as bad games, like the Czech Utah Massacre game
right.
is historically as a bad game.
Wow.
But what about, I think that's the thing is people want to play the hero, or, well, how about someone with just loose morals?
Right.
Duke Nukem.
Right. That caused a stir at the time, as I recall, too, and that's considered tame now.
You really consider him a hero? Oh, by the way, never mind. By the time this podcast comes out, it won't be anymore. But Duke Nukem is free right now on goodoldgames.com.
Oh, nice. So like the original or like the 3D or one of the newer ones? Or?
But not Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay.
You can probably get that pretty close to free.
Right. Oh.
Right, you know. Wah, wah. So and I'm like, he's not really he's saving the world from aliens, but like in Duke Nukem Forever, he's mostly just kind of Bard's Tale.
I never played that, actually.
Oh, that's another one that's just recently got an iOS like there are the original ones on the app too, which were a lot of fun. They were pretty standard RPGs with a bit of comedy thrown in, but sure. they made one for the PlayStation 2 that was basically like, I don't know, Monty Python-esque, but you play a bard and he's not trying to save the world or anything else. He's just trying to get girls and get drunk and make money.
Right.
Okay. And like he winds up saving people, but it's not his intended goal. It's a musical.
Interesting. Well, Bard's Tale, right? That would imply music.
It's really interesting. The iPhone one is, yeah, I don't know. The iPhone one, like, if you get it, it includes the original Apple II games as well.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, it's like 99 cents right now. So when this podcast, probably 5 minutes.
So. You, sir, are an enabler.
Sorry. You should download it right now. But anyway, it's a fun game. It plays a little if you've ever played any of the Baldur's Gate, not Baldur's Gate, but like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games.
No.
They were kind of action RPGs.
No, they're not.
They were pretty good games too. But anyway, he's not a hero character. But then again, he's not evil either. You know, you're right. There's not a lot of games where you play a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you don't feel so good about it.
Right. You know, I wanted to make a game for years that you did play as the bad guy, like you alternate between like the protagonist and the antagonist, and then like the actual result of the game is how you, you know, which you preferred essentially. And then like I changed my mind, and it's like, well, no, you really need two people who are like diametrically opposed to each other, but they still have the same goal in mind. And so, yeah, it's like without even actually making a game, I came to the same conclusion. It's like, yeah, you can't really play as the bad guy.
One game that did this a very interesting way was the Choani games.
Oh dear. I have those, but I haven't really played them in any depth.
Big Brother, the kind of homoerotic muscle building type Choaniki into a search engine. Not when you're at work.
No.
They're good shooters though. They're actually like they're pretty well made games with just this odd only in Japan kind of weird facade. But anyway, in one of them, the one that was on the Sega Saturn, in a few of the levels you play the final boss.
Okay.
You know, trying to get to his battle.
Okay.
Hero. And if you lose, your game's over and the world is safe. Game, but like, you know, but yeah, if you lose, if you die before getting to fight the hero characters, wow, the world is inadvertently saved. I thought of one. You play Bowser in Super Mario RPG.
Oh, would you believe I've played so little of that I never would have. Really? So that happens. Is he like a bad guy at that point? Or is he like, you know, is one of those things like, you know, Megatron, Optimus Prime team up to defeat Unicron, you know, and they put out their differences for the greater good, like, or whatever.
Your reference, but yeah, it's like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So it's like Halo 2, essentially.
It's like, yeah. It's like, remember when those aliens attacked and Obama and Romney had to fight them together with golf clubs?
Was that an episode of South Park? Wait, are you implying that one of those two is evil?
You know what? What? I just won't say which one it is. Then everyone can be like, I totally agree with that guy.
Yeah. Totally.
So,
whoops.
Well, maybe Bowser's not evil. Maybe there's some reason he needs to keep kidnapping the princess.
Right. You know, they're really an item.
Gone through this again. That I mean, the princess just doesn't have the guts to properly break up with Mario.
Exactly.
Like, she's like calling him up. She's like, I told Mario I made a cake for him. That's the code.
Oh, oof. Princess.
Yes, yeah. But what else? Okay. So, okay, Mass Effect, you can choose to be a bad character and still win the game. Right?
Well, see, bad... bad per se. See, there's certain decisions you can make that are maybe considered ruthless or a little heartless, but okay, they're not really bad decisions per se, you know? It's like you don't go out of your way to, like, murder people, but if someone crosses you, you can, like, decide to give them no mercy, you know? And it's like, you know, like, oh, please don't kill me, I can do so much good. It's like, no, for your crimes, you deserve ultimate punishment, right? And so you're still, you know, trying to be a good guy, but you're not doing it by being all nice and nice and goody-two-shoes.
Yeah.
More or less. Because, you know, the ultimate goal is to still, you know, defeat Saren or Cerberus or the Reapers or whatever in each respective game. So, you know, definitely morally ambiguous, though, because people will treat you differently depending on the paths that you choose. And being overly aggressive can really hamper your ability to do things later on. I think Dragon Age is kind of the same way, right? Like, especially because that game is already pretty bloody to begin with. You know, it's been set in like a medieval time. You know, Mass Effect's all like antiseptic and shootery, and then in this one you like literally get splattered with blood, and in the first Dragon Age game your dog can lick it off of you if you don't want to stare at it anymore.
Wow.
If you even get the dog in the first place, that is.
Spoiler. How about the Counter-Strike?
Counter-Strike. Haven't played enough to know.
You choose one of two things. You can be like, you know, the good guys, or you can play as the terrorists.
Really?
Yeah. Or, oh gosh, what? Dungeon Keeper.
Oh?
Tagline for that game was, evil is good.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you're a dungeon master, and you have to, it's like a simulation game where you're making sure everyone's getting tortured well enough.
Wow, really?
Oh, did you play My Life as a King, the WiiWare game?
No, I haven't.
Well, they had a sequel to it, My Life as a Dark Lord.
Really?
Like, but I don't know.
Is there a reason I haven't heard of this? Like,
it's
wasn't
tower defense with actual towers.
In oh. It. Interesting.
It's good.
Huh.
Or like, what about any game where you're a vampire? Don't you necessarily have to be kind of evil?
Man, I've watched so many shows about non-evil vampires that I can't even assume that anymore. Did you watch, what was the Canadian one? Forever Night?
No, I didn't really watch that.
Oh man, I liked that one. That was pretty good. You know, he's a vampire who is a cop or like works with the police department. I forget which. I feel like it was the model for True Blood, you know, because he's like a vampire is trying to go mainstream, and he like drinks cow's blood and stuff like that instead of, Anyway.
How about Shin Megami Tensei games?
Haven't played.
Like, let's see. Persona's kind of a takeoff of that, but right. You know the. They haven't. Most of the early ones for like Famicom, Super Famicom never came out in outside of Japan. But I mean, one of your mission goals is kind of to summon demons and kill God.
Really?
But I guess that depends on your religious beliefs, whether killing God is a good thing or a bad thing.
Or if it's even a God to kill.
Ooh. Okay. Well, then that's the point of the game.
Yeah.
But I guess you're doing it for a heroic reason? I don't know,
Possible...
I was playing a game recently called... what was it called? You'd Like... It's made by... The people who made Oendon.
Right. It's not the Black Eyed Peas experience, is it?
It is not. No, it's called Demon Score. It's Square Enix and they collaborate. It's a rhythm game. That's also 99 cents right now, down from $6.99.
What? Jeez.
Sorry. It's another iOS game, but It's a rhythm game like Oendon. You know, you have to hit to the, but like you summon demons to play this game, and I haven't gotten really far into it. Right now, you seem to be kind of a good character in a demon's world, but I know you can make a deal with the devil, basically, and you can like sell your soul to get more power.
Okay.
And one of the unlockable characters I know, because it's one of the in-app purchases you can buy, is it's like $2.99, Satan.
Wow.
Satan. Yeah, so I'm thinking, that's probably not a good guy. He probably doesn't have really good character motivation for, you know? He probably doesn't go home and play catch with his kids.
Yeah. Jeez.
He's supposed to be the general of all evil.
Does Zombie U count? Because you're really playing a good guy as far as, like, I haven't played through the whole game. I have some suspicions about the guy who's controlling all the CCTVs and giving you instructions. But, like, you know, the fact that your character turns into a zombie doesn't mean you're playing as them, as a bad guy. You just become one through the inevitable course of life and death in the game.
It's not your fault. It's choices you made in your life.
Actually, there was this, I had a whole bunch of like explosives and stuff, and I was trying to fend off a zombie horde, and I had this fun little experience where, you know, I was too panicked, and I set a bomb too close and blew myself up, which is precisely the sort of thing that would happen in a zombie apocalypse, and I was glad that I got to have that experience in this game, and it didn't mean game over. Anyway.
Difficult.
It is difficult. I thought this would be a lot easier, honestly. I thought that we'd just have all these great examples and they'd be like, oh yeah, but I'm having a really hard time right now.
I proposed this topic and I'm like, hey, you know what would be a really easy topic? Video game.
Because that's how we do this show. We just try to think of easy one-off topics that we don't have to put any thought into whatsoever.
that's mostly what we do. No, I came up with a list of like five of them, but like I rattled them off and I'm like, I don't need to write it. I don't need to keep any longer of a list because I'll think of tons more while we're talking.
I think you've mentioned everything we talked about previously. By the way, we do prehash these shows sometimes, kids. Oh, Fallout's on my list here.
Fallout. Yeah, I guess any of the Fallout ones.
So explain, as I had not played Fallout. Yeah, I know. I'm just the worst gamer in the world, aren't I?
You haven't played Fallout? Which one?
Any of them.
Oh, come on. Okay. They're 50% off everything. Not, like Fallout 1 and 2 you can get for like $5 a pop.
Aren't those like overhead or like 2D or something?
Good.
Hmm.
You're like, if it's not 3D, I don't want it.
Well, no, so it's like everyone I know like played Fallout 3, I guess. Is that the one with like the Statue of Liberty? Yeah, it's the only one that came out, right? That
it's only 3D. Really.
But then, like, New Vegas came out and everyone hated it or something. I don't know. That's all I know about Fallout.
I really like the first two Fallouts. Three, not so much. I don't know. I've talked about this before, but I'm not a first-person shooter type of guy.
Okay.
And I know it's a first-person shooter, but close enough. But I still bought the limited edition, the one that came in the little lunchbox.
Right. Yes, this does sound familiar.
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl. How are there good guys and bad guys in Tecmo Bowl?
Was violent. You're like trying to knock the other guys down and like move the ball to the other side of the court.
That's just football. I don't know. Yeah, I think you're reaching right now.
I might be reaching a bit.
Oh, goodness.
Legend of Zelda. All right. Or any of the Zelda games.
What? Like, unless you think Link is just the snot-nosed kid who's trying to steal all of Ganon's glory, I don't know where you're going with that.
Okay, you break into people's houses, you smash all their pots.
There's a video, Phil Link this on Facebook too, which I feel like I should put on our Facebook page as well, where that very thing is played up in a cute way. I'm going to make sure that goes into our show notes.
Add that to the list. Oh, man. No, but like any RPG, you just go around and you like, hey, it's somebody's house. They're busy in the kitchen right now. I think I'll go up to their bedroom, rifle through their stuff and see if there's any money.
Yeah, some games make a point of mentioning that, like the owner, if they're at home, will talk to you about that, but they won't really stop you. Oh, Fable. Fable lets you steal stuff, and if you do it within sight of the owner, then you will be arrested. But if you're a bad guy, you'll probably just try and shoot your captors anyway. Your would-be captors, I should say. But you can like literally steal stuff out from the nose, out from under the nose of the people who like live in the house. But it like goes toward your bad guy rank. And, at least in Fable, like your appearance actually changes to like a demonic one. If you do a lot of bad things and then people are like literally are scared of you and will run away.
It's got that whole karma thing, right?
Yeah. And Mass Effect does too, but everyone likes Shepard. So actually, you know what I found out is that Mass Effect 2, Miranda actually kind of likes a badass. So if you're a goody-goody guy, you can still romance her, but she really prefers the renegade Shepard. If you play as a guy, which I don't always. Anyway,
fighting games of any sort,
right? Yeah. So we mentioned Street Fighter 2. Yep. Yeah, there's always an inevitable updated version or DLC where you can play as a previously unattainable villain / final boss.
What about God of War? You played God of War?
Yeah, like aren't you like trying to kill the existing God of War to become the new God of War?
Not really. I don't know. People are trying to kill you too, but I mean, I don't think you're necessarily a hero. Kind of maybe anti-hero, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you do some pretty messed up things.
Interesting. Well, yeah, like, you know, the Greek / Roman heroes of old weren't really good people, so it's kind of appropriate that the game would reflect that. I think that's what got me, most upset about Kevin Sorbo's Hercules was that he was a good guy and the actual Hercules was this huge jerk and he had a beard.
More like Jercules.
actually, I like what Disney did with that even less, because apparently Zeus and what's Zeus's wife's name? Such an F.
Zeus.
Anyway, that he and his wife were happily married and never had any infidelity, and that Hercules is both their natural born son. Right.
Well, you know, Disney. But I'm okay with Disney recently. Because Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of Wreck-It Ralph, I wanted to mention this earlier. It is a John Lasseter film who was responsible for any good Pixar film that was ever made. And this film is definitely way more Pixar than others that have been made recently, such as Brave, at least from what I've been told. I haven't actually seen Brave yet.
Really? People didn't like Brave?
That's what I've been hearing.
Seen it yet. Looked good.
Yeah, I thought so.
But, like, I'll say before that John Lasseter was behind all the good ones, but he did Cars 2.
I didn't say he wasn't behind ones that weren't good. I just said he was behind all the good ones.
Okay. What's your favorite Pixar film?
Oh. You would put me on the spot, wouldn't you? I still have a really soft spot in my heart for Toy Story. And 2 was about toy collectors, or at least the bad guy was a toy collector. And having been way into the Transformers scene in the early 2000s, it hit all the right notes. It was just, I thought it was hilarious. And then 3 made me cry. Like, you know, grown man pushing 30 made me cry. I kid you not. So, but you know, there are better examples than just Toy Story. Let me think of one. Moving on.
Fine. I like pretty much all of them, except I never really got into Finding Nemo.
Oh, I liked that one. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I definitely liked it.
I don't think I've ever not liked a Pixar film. Maybe Cars 2.
Oh, the Incredibles. I take it back. I like Toy Story a lot, but The Incredibles is infinitely rewatchable.
Great, great movie. So many levels. Really good. So, basically, as it comes down to is, we haven't found really very, very many likable evil characters in gaming, because it just doesn't seem to be a concept that works very well.
Yeah, it's true. Are we missing like a really, really obvious example? I think we are.
I mean, when we came up with this topic with Wario.
Oh my god. I knew it. Well, Wario is definitely a bad guy.
Wario is the enemy from the Super Mario Land series.
Some Super Mario Land 2 specifically, right?
But like from that, but yeah, he has his own game series.
Right, like he was the protagonist of Super Mario Land 3, wasn't he? Yeah, and then the WarioWare games, obviously, which I love, but
from Super Mario Land 1, I mean, sorry, Super Mario Land 2, I think he was the enemy.
Yeah, he was the enemy. Like, yeah.
And then he had his own Virtual Boy game, and he's had the WarioWare series.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a lovable bad guy, though.
He is, but he's unrepentant, right? Like. So the story behind the WarioWare games is he wants to start his own software company and have everyone else do the work and take all the money. So he's going to, you know, basically any software development house does this, and I can tell you that from experience. So eventually his employees get upset with him, but it's like you're not playing as Wario, right? Well, you kind of are.
Did you play Wario the Shake Dimension?
No.
It's a platform. It's great platforming game done by really, really, really amazing animation. Worth buying. But you just collect money, and that's all. You know, you're not saving anybody. You're not helping anybody. You're just trying to get more money.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I thought of one. Well, okay. Can we count people who were evil enemies who kind of redeemed themselves? Can we go that way?
Sure, why not?
Ace Attorney Investigation Series. You play Miles Edgeworth in those two games.
Oh.
He was like the main, you know, villain. in the Phoenix Wright series. Although, I don't know, he was kind of a frenemy.
Sure. This kind of reminds me, so Phil's been rewatching all of Star Trek. Well, he didn't see all of it to begin with, so he's making sure that his knowledge is complete now. He's been watching Voyager. And it's weird how, like, everyone in the Delta Quadrant is just so hostile. It's like, why can't they just find a friendly race who just doesn't agree with them? It's like, oh, you have your own nice little federation. Well, we've got our Democratic Republic of Planets, but, you know, you guys have fun. Don't let them get in the way out. Why can't they just have a gentleman's disagreement and throw down some gauntlets and...
Oh, man, would that ever be a great show to watch?
Shush.
Can you imagine a sci-fi movie that's mainly just a political struggle with, like, scenes of a parliament or... Oh. Star Wars Episode One.
Yeah. Actually, that's part of the... That's the only part of Star Wars Episode One I actually liked.
Hey, I think I found a sequel to Star Wars. It's called C-SPAN. I watch it all the time.
One of these guys going to take out lightsabers and just, like, mess some stuff up, you know?
Man, the space has a really long lead up. that's the whole financial cliff debate's going on right now. It's eventually just going to lead to, you know, to this intergalactic war, but luckily a kid hero is going to save us all.
Oh, great. I thought Justin Bieber was just waiting for this chance.
Hey, he's not a kid anymore. He is a serious musician, and he
I bet he also wants to go to Tachi Station to pick up some power converters, but, you know, we don't always get what we want.
He should be respected as the artist that and I don't know. I've only heard one song from him, and for 3 years I thought it was a girl singing it.
I don't even know if I know any of his songs.
That one that's like, girl, hold on. Nope, can't even think of what it is.
Wait, right. The one where he's singing like girl, girl, girl all over the place, and you thought it was a girl singing it.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's a bold move.
Yes, that's very progressive of you.
I'm like, that's great, you know. Equal opportunity and everything. I'm like, that's really good. And it's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. Okay. I liked the song when I thought it was a girl singing it. I know I should hate it now that Justin Bieber's singing, but, like, I mean, it's not a song that I'd buy, but it's what it is.
Oh my.
This took a turn for the strange. I became Dark Vink, and I'm the bad character right now.
Oh dear!
But you know what? I think we've come up with a few examples. But it seems like you can be a bad character as long as you're funny.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, bringing it back full circle. If you don't take it seriously, it's okay. If you revel in how seriously someone takes themselves and the game makes it clear that you're not supposed to take them seriously, then it's fine.
Isn't that kind of worse? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, like, because it gives you permission to do all these terrible things, but it's all okay at the end of the day because no one's really serious about it.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I felt bad being an actual bad guy in Fable. The game didn't stop me, didn't encourage it, didn't really punish me beyond, you know, You're a hero. You're better than other people, and you can get away with it because you literally get away with murder because you need to save the world, and so they got to put up with you.
I guess I'm gonna toss it back to our listeners right now, and I'd like to hear about your examples and if you actually have found a bad guy in a game like Sean has. How did it make you feel when you were playing it?
Yeah, and you can tell us if you go to our Facebook page and leave a comment there. Or on Twitter, or you can go to our leave a sweet, sweet comment about our show on our iTunes storefront and rate it, of course, so other people can find it. Or you can call us 608-492-1923 and leave a comment that we will probably play on the show because I think we've played every comment so far.
This is not how we advertise. We should advertise it like this.
Okay.
If you're truly good.
Well, I've mentioned that before, though, and it has not hasn't led to a raft of terrible comments yet.
But out of the millions of comments we receive every week, if we play yours, it's especially special.
Right?
Yes.
I have a hard drive just full of your comments, because that's how many we get, totally.
Comments. So if yours was actually played, that means that you are our favorite.
You are one in a million, literally.
And of course, the best place to find everything you want Famicom Dojo is at famicomdojo.tv.
Yeah.
And recently had a glut of Google Plus likes.
Right. That was awesome. It's like Google Plus is something that we have that at least I have an account set up, right? They can't do business accounts, so we don't have a Famicom Dojo identity because they won't let us have one. One of the reasons I don't really use Google Plus, but it turns out we have like 9 pluses forever, and then that number just quadrupled since the last time I saw it. So I don't know what happened, but thank you, everyone.
And if you're on Google Plus and you like us, please go to famicomdojo.tv and give us a plus. We don't really know how this Google Plus thing will effect in the long run, but sure.
Yeah, whenever we post a podcast, we try at least to put it on there. So like just about every page you go to on the website, you can plus it.
So if you like something, plus it. If you don't
plus it. This isn't like Reddit. You can't downvote us.
Yeah, we can't be downvoted. Crap, we want on. I mean, thank you for joining us this week's
Fest. This is probably going to be the last one in 2012, by the way.
I think
It just occurred to me.
And we hope you had a Merry Christmas, and yes. Please have a Happy New Year. And is this one coming up before the end of the world, this podcast?
No, this is post-end of the world. In fact, I think the one before this came out on the end of the world, so... Just, you know, if you listen to this podcast, just be glad the world isn't over.
We dodged a bullet on that one.
Whew. Oh, man.
Stupid Mayans.
What do they know? They disappear from the earth and we're never heard. Oh, what's that? They're still around and they don't believe in this doomsday prophecy? Oh.
Current Mayans. You guys are okay.
Yeah.
Ancient Mayans and their calendars.
We're glad you listened to our show.
Ancient Mayans... Oh, man. All the ancient Mayans are unsubscribing to us right now.
All the ancient Mayans are dead.
Dojo, you have misrepresented us, ancient Mayans. The calendar that we made is just representing a cycle of life, not an actual end of the... Yeah, I'm just going to... Mayans, ancient or modern, I apologize.
Vinx just dropped some hard truth on you guys right now.
Hey, but Vink was right about something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vink was right about something.
You know, we do. I know we like to do the Vink was wrong segment, and lately haven't been wrong so much. Maybe just because we haven't been podcasting as much. But I was right about something.
You were. Why don't you tell them? Because I'm too embarrassed.
No, let's save that for another segment.
Okay.
2003. What was Vink right about?
Until next year, I guess. Wow.
The dojo is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the dojo burn. Having come dojo burn.
Sounds like you're playing the bad guy already.
All right.
Famicom Dojo.